The 600-mile Atlantic Coast Pipeline, which begins in West Virginia and travels through Virginia and North Carolina, has been met with opposition since it was first announced in 2014 by Duke and Dominion Energy. Since then, a barrage of lawsuits have nearly doubled the cost of the project to $8 billion and pushed its completion date back by 3.5 years. Construction has been halted since a December 2018 court ruling. In a Sunday news release, the company said the continued legal challenges threaten the economic viability of the pipeline. The announcement was met with disappointment from both of West Virginia's U.S. senators, who said canceling the project would hurt jobs. Environmental groups praised the decision, calling it a victory for the climate and local communities.